this didn't come as a big surprise because, you know, whenever Jalen Hurts decided that he would leave Alabama, which, you know, we all knew he would. I thought he would leave before the season started, to be honest with you, but he didn't. He was a man about it, and it ended up paying off. He ended up having a heroic SEC championship game against Georgia, and that guy will be remembered as a hero down there in Alabama, I think, forever. Won a national championship, you know, stuck around,
yeah,
did the right thing. But he graduated, and so now he can go wherever he pleases. And a lot of people thought that he would follow his offensive coordinator, Mike Locksley, to Maryland. He'll be leaving to take over the head coaching duties there. And a lot of people thought that he was going to head to Miami. He had a relationship with, I can't remember who it was there. And then kind of waiting in the wings were a couple of other schools, and included in that bunch was Oklahoma. And, you know, Oklahoma's in kind of a, after Kyler announced, which was no surprise to the Oklahoma staff, they were in kind of a wait-and-see mode as far as what they were going to do at quarterback. They recruited the number one quarterback in the country, a kid named Spencer Rattler, mm-hmm. who will be on campus this summer. He's not an early enrollee. He's very highly thought of and obviously a really good player. But
from where?
From Arizona.
Okay.
Phoenix. But is he going to be ready to take over that offense in with like 15 practices under his belt? And Jalen Hurts made his way to campus last week and was there for a couple hours. I think he visited there. I think he went to TCU. I think he did Maryland, Miami, Oklahoma, TCU all within like a 2-day frame. And I'm sure it's really not that difficult of a sell for Lincoln Riley to sit somebody down and say, things have worked out for our other two transfers pretty nicely.
Yeah.
And if you would like to wander into that same situation with a really, really good offense, we'd love to have you. And here a couple hours ago, he announced that, in fact, he will be a graduate transfer and will enroll in school today at Oklahoma.
He found himself smart enough to do that, huh?
Which would seem like the easiest move in the world.
What do you mean? Going from Bama to
No, I'm saying going from Bama to Lincoln Riley. Let's eliminate school and all that. Let's just take coach and what coach has done for the two quarterbacks that he's been there for. You know, Lincoln Riley has been in Norman for 4 years, and
wow,
yeah, he's only been the head coach 2 years. He was the offensive coordinator for 2 years, and every year they won the Big 12 championship, and every year he has been in New York every year with his quarterback sitting there for the Heisman. 4 years, mm-hmm. Won it twice. And he's developed those guys to the tune of Baker Mayfield going number one in the draft as an undersized quarterback. You know? I mean, mm-hmm. I think it was the right move, but at the time, people were like, he's not going one. There's no way Baker Mayfield's going one. And now you have something similar with Kyler Murray. I don't think he's going to go one, but a guy that was thought of as, yeah, a guy that was thought of as a third or fourth round talent before the season started suddenly is going to go in the first round at the very bare minimum. I think it'd be the easiest move in the world to go to Lincoln Riley and say, you know, I don't know what Jalen Hurts is, what his ultimate goal is. I don't think he's accurate enough to be an NFL quarterback, flat out, period. But can Lincoln Riley develop him and at least give teams a thought, you know?
How do you feel about this? I mean, being as a fan of that team.
I think it's a really nice stopgap before you put the number one quarterback in the country behind center, who's probably not going to be ready this year. Maybe, you know, Trevor Lawrence, true freshman Trevor Lawrence style people are one in a trillion, right? I mean, you just never see a kid walk on campus.
They don't grow on trees, that's for sure.
You don't see a kid walk on campus and do that, perform at that level. And no matter how highly touted you are, it's probably incredibly difficult to assume that you will step into a program like that and start immediately.
Mm-hmm.
And so a nice redshirt year where now you can play four games and still redshirt would probably benefit him a ton. It's a lot like probably Patrick Mahomes going and sitting and learning everything under Alex Smith and Andy Reid, and then like, okay, I'm ready. I got it. It's not too dissimilar to that as far as the college parameters set up. So from that perspective, it's probably really good. And I sent Barry a note about this. I'm like, what do you think? Because he, you know, what Lincoln Riley wants is accuracy more than anything.
And you've preached to me over and over that this kid can't throw the football.
Yeah, he is a wild card when you throw the football. And so it's a weird fit. But as Barry said, he's a five-star athlete. You cannot have enough of them on campus. Get him in there. Let him learn under Lincoln.
See what you get.
And see what happens. Yeah.
Maybe then coach a little accuracy into him.
Yeah, or at least put him in the proper positions. I mean, you know, he is who he is.
Yeah.
But
figure out ways to disguise that shortcoming.
Which isn't too difficult because of his athletic ability.
Yeah.
Which is clearly off the charts.
Well, if nothing else, he is probably the best answer to the idea of giving them a chance.
Yeah.
To get into the tournament again next year.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And that's probably what's driving the bus for him. If he does well up there, then who knows what that's going to do for him.
Yeah, and again, I don't know how legit this is, but people have been saying that he wants a crack at Alabama.
I've heard that too.
I've heard that too.
And that his best chance to do this,
path.
Right, to meet them in the playoffs and say, look what you lost out on, bro, is there. So we'll see. But it was, it's great for Oklahoma, I think. I don't think he's going to beat Kyler or Baker or end up, you know, winning a Heisman or anything like that. The odds are so stacked against him. It was an interesting move for sure, and it's definitely sent some ripples through the college football world. And, you know, you had Tate Martell. You had Justin Fields leave Georgia and go to Ohio State, and then Tate Martell. And Justin Fields was the number two ranked quarterback in the country last year coming out of high school behind Trevor Lawrence.
Mm-hmm.
He now went to Ohio State, which made Tate Martell, who was, you know, number one or two quarterback the year before, who had committed to A&M and you know, a bunch of other places, ends up at Ohio State, redshirt, sits behind Dwayne Haskins, he played some this past year, but now he's transferring to Miami. So you just had the quarterback shuffle, which I'm not a big fan of any of that, of the dudes just waiting 1 year and being like, that's it, I'm done. When there's no, Justin Fields should be able to beat out Jake Fromm. Tate Martell should be able to beat out whoever shows up on campus. That's why they're as good as they are. But they're just like, forget it. I don't even want to deal with it. Where can I go play right now?
It's the way it's all going, Corey.
Oh, yeah. No doubt. We'll see more of it.